With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities say a man suspected of killing two students at Brown University and later a professor at MIT has been found dead in New Hampshire. Police say Claudio Neves Valente is a former Brown student and Portuguese national and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound earlier Thursday. Investigators say they believe that he acted alone in the murders. Medicaid fraud scheme in Minnesota is growing.
Five new defendants have been charged in connection with the Minnesota Housing Services fraud scheme. During a news conference, First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson said that federal officials suspect a significant portion of roughly $18 billion paid out by Medicaid to Minnesota programs was fraudulent.
What we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's a staggering industrial-scale fraud. It's swamping Minnesota and calling into question everything we know about our state.
He said two defendants pocketed $750,000 instead of helping Medicaid recipients find stable housing. Prosecutors allege that they used the proceeds to travel to international destinations, including London and Dubai. Audio courtesy of KSTP. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Well, the Trump administration sells a massive $10 billion defense package to Taiwan, drawing anger from China.
The sale announced late Wednesday includes medium-range missiles, howitzers, and drones. And that has angered China, which has been ratcheting up its aggressiveness toward Taiwan. China's foreign ministry says the sale seriously violates the One China policy. A spokesman says that China firmly opposes this and strongly condemns it. Under federal law, the U.S. is obligated to aid Taiwan with its self-defense. China has vowed to take Taiwan by force if necessary. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Well, the Barna Group looks at 25 years of U.S. religious data.
The news is not good. In 2000, 74% of self-identified Christians in this country said that their faith was an important part of their daily life. In 2025, it's 54%, a 20-point decline. Barna says, quote, when belief ceases to carry weight in a person's worldview, Christian practices tend to follow suit. Barna also reports that amongst Christians, as 31% believe they have a personal responsibility to spread the gospel, down from 35% in 2000. Michael Harrington reporting.
A leading Muslim civil rights group suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his order designating it as a foreign terrorist organization. Council on American Islamic Relations has more than 20 chapters across the United States, and its work involves legal actions and a number of advocacy situations. This is SRN News. A newly passed defense spending bill includes federal recognition of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina. Rich Thomason has more.
Recognition comes after more than a century of efforts and decades of congressional consideration. Federal recognition provides access to resources like federal dollars, grants, and the Indian Health Service. It also allows the tribe to put land into trust. The tribe faced opposition from some tribal leaders. They questioned the Lumbee's historic and genealogical claims. The Lumbee tribe has been recognized by North Carolina since 1885, has about 60,000 members. Rich Thomason, Washington.
TikTok signing a deal to form a new U.S. unit with three American investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX. They'd be holding a majority stake. That ensures a popular video platform to continue operating in America. More details, srnnews.com.